This Mass that we call our sending forth Mass. As I mentioned, the word to send forth in Greek is apostello, from where we get the word apostle. To be an apostle means to be one who is sent. We in our society today tend to think about the question, what do I want to do when I grow up or when I leave Hayden High School? Who do I want to be? What kind of work will I do? What will I study? And we're encouraged to think about those kinds of things. What is my life about? And we often think of the work that we will do. And that's all beautiful. We look at the gifts that God has given us and we try to say, what can I do to leave my mark on the world? How can I let my light shine with the gifts that God has given me? But I would propose that an even more important question to ask is not, what will I do? What do I want to be when I grow up? But rather, who has God created you to be? And what is your mission? When I first got to Hayden High School 3 years ago, I shared with you the great prayer of now blessed John Henry Cardinal Newman, a prayer that he entitled, The Mission of My Life, because he knew that ultimately his life was one of being sent. He received a special call from God to serve the church as a bishop and a cardinal. But whether our mission is to be somebody great that somebody would look at and everybody would know us, or whether our mission is to simply humbly be a good husband, a father, to be a wife or a mother, our mission is the most important thing in our life that we can ever find out. Cardinal Newman wrote a great prayer which he entitled The Mission of His Life. I shared this with you when I first came here, and I offer it to you again today. Cardinal Newman wrote, God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I may never know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for naught. I shall do good. I shall do his work. Each of us has our mission, and it is a mission that God has given to no one else. Each of us has our special place in God's creation, and not just for ourselves, but to be that link in a chain, that bond of connection. Each of you touches everybody else in a way that you will never fully know. Years later, you will look back on your time at Hayden High School and probably remember fondly those friends that you had, the way that they influenced your life, maybe especially even those teachers that someday after these finals of this week are long past, you'll be able to look back and say, gosh, I'm actually really thankful for my teachers. They helped me accomplish my mission. Each of your teachers is here because they realized their mission. I can assure you that none of your teachers are here at Hayden High School because the pay is just so incredible or the benefits just so outstanding. It takes a great sense of mission to be a teacher in a Catholic high school. They are here because they love you, but even more because they love the church. They want to pass on our faith. They are so inspired by the mission. Your teachers know that they are sent to be that light, to pass on the faith to the next generation. And it inspires them so much that many of our teachers, our staff, our faculty, they live on very little even for their own families. And yet, if you ask them, they're happy because they know they are sent, they have their mission. It's often said that do what you love in your life and you'll never work a day in your life. I don't think that's exactly true. Jesus promises us that we will work and work hard. That's part of this life. What I can promise you is not that you won't have to work, but that if you know your mission, your work will never be meaningless in this life. It will be filled with the grace of God, and you will know that your work has purpose. I pray for each of you that you might know this great mission. And that mission, when you find it, will take you places that you never dreamed of going, will inspire you to make great acts of personal sacrifice that you never would have dreamed possible, and to find your mission will make you happier than you ever knew you could be. In this life, we often put a great prize on doing what we want, to be free, to be whatever we want to be. And indeed, all that future lies before you today. But I would tell you the greatest happiness is to know the will of God and to do it and to have your will be to do what God wants you to do. That is happiness. You know, it was 3 years ago on this very day that I was ordained a priest. Monsignor Vince Christie put this very chasuble on me on that day. It was on that day that I knew that I had found my mission. It's something I never would have chosen for myself, but through prayer and trying to walk with God each day of my life, he showed me part of that mission for me. I never would have chosen or even thought that I could do these things. I was a software engineer. I work with computers. Computers generally do what I tell them to do, and if they don't, it's my fault because I misprogrammed them. That's the kind of thing that I thought my life would be about, to serve other people through using that kind of talent. And from that, God called me and said, "No, I have other work for you to do." At first, that mission can be very scary and frightening because God, in his plan for us, will always stretch us to be more than we thought we could be. He will never leave any of your gifts unused. But he will stretch you to discover gifts that perhaps you didn't even know that you had. In today's gospel, we see that even Jesus recognizes that the purpose of his life is that he was sent. He says very plainly, "The world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." Jesus knew he was sent by the Father to do a mission. And he offers this gospel today as a part of what is often called his farewell discourse. He's preparing to leave his apostles, to send them out to continue his work. And so he offers this farewell discourse. Today, for me, this is also a bit of a farewell discourse for me. I met with the Archbishop just recently, and yesterday, the Archbishop officially asked me if I would take a new assignment in the Archdiocese. He has need of me elsewhere, and my mission now will lead beyond Hayden High School. But I told the Archbishop when he asked me if I would do this that, you know, I never would have chosen to come to Topeka. It wasn't where I thought I'd be. I certainly was fearful when he asked me to be a high school chaplain. I told him I don't know anything about being a high school chaplain. I don't know if I can do that. But I told him I never would have chosen to be here at Hayden High School. But after 3 years, I told him I certainly would never choose to leave because this has very much become a great family for me here at Hayden and at Most Pure Heart of Mary. I truly love my time here. In fact, you are the first people that I'm actually publicly telling. All the priests will be making our announcements this weekend that we'll be leaving and where we'll be going. But I asked the Archbishop if it would be possible that, knowing that we had this all-school mass today, if I could at least announce that I was leaving, because I very much wanted to say goodbye to all of you before summer begins and to thank you for the gift that you have been to me. It's a difficult job in the church to be an associate pastor at a parish, because to be a priest is really to be a father. And associate pastors are kind of fathers in training a little bit. We're learning how to be priests. But especially here at Hayden High School, I've enjoyed to be a little bit of father for this community, to grow with you in knowledge of the priesthood and the love of God, and to see you grow and discover a little bit about yourselves and your mission. There's no greater joy that I have in my life than knowing that God has called me to be his priest and that he has sent me. He sent me here to Topeka, and now he sends me on. But I know, like Jesus, that this is the will of the Father, and there is no greater joy in life than to know that you do God's will. I don't know what the future holds for me or for you, and that's part of the excitement of this life. So long as we do the will of God, he will make us happier than we ever imagined. So while I am sad to leave Hayden High School and to leave Most Pure Heart of Mary Parish in Topeka, I'm so grateful to God today that we had this time over these last 3 years. I know you'll be getting a great priest to be your chaplain. And I thank you for the time that you have given me. I have grown a lot in priesthood because of you, and I thank you.